Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Soaking a Bit Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Soaking a Bit Radio Show. Soaking a Bit can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Soaking a Bit is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. We talk a lot about horse racing, dog racing, camel racing, pie eating contests, water polo, mud wrestling, UFC, boxing, soccer, whatever you want to call it and talk about, that's considered a sport that comes across the monitor. We also cover a lot of NBA. We also cover a lot of NHL. We also cover a lot of NCAA men's and women's sports. So with that being said, welcome to the show this morning. Our topic for today is going to be Lakers and Celtics on the ropes. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport he or she loves the most. Topics to include but not limited to would be the Lakers versus Nuggets, Celtics versus Heat, breaking news and scores from NHL playoffs and MLB, NFL and NCAA men's and women's basketball and softball. All right, people. This weekend has been a wild weekend in the NBA playoffs. The Celtics are clearly on the ropes. The Lakers are clearly on the ropes. They got to come across the monitor right now. Should the Celtics fire Joe Mazzulla if swept? I don't know if Mazzulla should get fired. I really don't think it's him. He came from that same coaching tree with Ime Udoka, who is now in Houston, if I'm correct. But Mazzulla came up under him as an assistant. I don't know if he was the second man in charge or just somewhere in the coaching line on that team and wind up getting the job. However it goes, he got the job. However it goes, they were the number one seed and the number two seed in the Eastern Conference, right behind the Milwaukee Bucks, if I'm correct. But the bottom line is this. This man has taken this team. This man has taken this team to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think he should get fired. I mean, you got to give a coach at least two years to try to make it work. You got to give a coach 2 years to try to make it work. I think they was really just getting it all figured out when Ime Udoka came in. I think they were just getting it all figured out, and I think they finally got it figured out how to make the whole thing work the right way. But with that being said, you know how it is. The NBA is a fluid business. It's a fluid business. It has to keep flowing. The amount of money that these guys are getting paid, the amount of movement in free agency, these owners are like, I'm not gonna be paying all these. The owners are telling the general managers, in so many words, I'm not gonna be paying all these players all this high level money that they're guaranteed. And you're not rolling me a championship in here every 2 to 3 years. I'm not gonna do it. All this collective bargaining agreement, all this free agency movement, all this different stuff going on. These, you know, the building of new stadiums and all this stuff. It's just a lot of stuff going on. And these owners are not having these coaches coming up in here coaching. They'll get rid of them. They're not having coaches that are above par coming in here coaching and not winning championships. Go somewhere else. Give me a championship. I'm paying all the players all this money. I'm paying you a decent salary comparable to being part of this front office staff, definitely comparable to some of what these players are making. So, you know, the star on the team gonna get paid more than anybody. But I mean, the coaches are getting paid pretty well. They're not hungry, and I think when they get fired, they still have a guaranteed portion of their contract that has to be paid out. So Joe Mazzulla, if he gets fired, it's not like he's going to be starving, but, you know, this guy's a basketball coach. He don't want to be coaching in college. He want to be coaching at the highest level that's in the NBA. He don't want to be coaching in FIBA. He want to be coaching in the NBA. He don't want to have to go to Israel to coach. He want to be coaching in the NBA. Should Joe Mazzulla get fired? Game 4 Celtics at the Heat is tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern on the monitor. So you guys can find out later when where you can catch the game. It'll be on the monitor, though. Just check your local listings. But with that being said, yeah, I don't think Joe Mazzulla should get fired. Then I heard, you know, people was asking, you know, in my personal community, people were asking, well, should Darvin Ham get fired if the Lakers get swept or if the Lakers get eliminated? And I said, no. Darvin Ham, out of both situations, had the least to work with. He had to get a whole new rebuilt team full of role players to sorry about that, people. I was trying to do something there. But Darvin Ham had to get a whole team built by Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, had to get a whole new team full of role players. He didn't get no stars in all these free agency trades. He didn't get not one star. Rui Hachimura probably, in my opinion, was the most notable name that they got, Rui Hachimura. And I'm a fan of Rui's because I bumped into him when I was working a couple years back out here in San Diego. I bumped into him in the Gonzaga team that he was on at the time. So I mean, I kind of like I'm kind of partial to Rui. I don't really like saying he's not a star, but he's not a star like that. He's still emerging. So he's a solid role player guy. He did well enough in Washington to stay in the starting lineup as far as I know. But the Lakers acquired his services, so he's done well there. Then I guess they had a couple other different role players, but out of all the guys that they got, the only one that I could consider a somewhat of a above par star was D'Lo, which the Lakers had him earlier in his career and they let him go. And I think he's moved around a couple times from some different places. I think they was questioning his locker room antics or whatever. But anyway, it's been a minute since I really heard D'Lo in the news since he was first coming in the league. It was an incident, and I think he had said, you know, shot a picture of him out of one of his teammates, shot a picture of one of his teammates out in the club with some other chick, and then I think his teammate, I forgot who it was dating Iggy Azalea, I believe it was, and he basically, you know, pretty much sent a picture to Iggy Azalea and showing her boyfriend, which is D'Lo's teammate, doing something. So I'm saying all that to say that D'Lo has moved around a couple times, I think, for stuff like that, from what I'm hearing. Now, if I'm incorrect, D'Lo, I apologize. If you're listening to this show, I apologize. You know, none of that really has to do with what I'm talking about, but I'm just giving my listeners some background on your movement. And what the reasons why you probably moved around a couple different teams. But as far as D'Angelo Russell goes, D'Lo did well in Minnesota. That's why I was surprised that with him, Anthony Edwards. I think they had, of course, they got Cat, Anthony Edwards, Cat, D'Lo, and then Rudy Gobert. I'm surprised that they were like, move this guy around. And I think Rudy Gobert was there the whole year. I think he got traded probably in the offseason. I don't think Rudy Gobert had anything to do with any movement with Utah or with Utah, the Lakers, and the Timberwolves. I don't think Rudy Gobert was a part of that. If I'm correct, call in definitely to the show and debate me or correct me. You can call in to the show and just debate me and or correct me, and I'll get any of my comments cleared up because I like to be factual on my show about what I'm talking about. But you can call in there, code 515-602-9687, and correct me or debate me. Just put your hand up in queue, and when I come to you, I'll announce your first initial, last initial, in the state that you're calling from. First initial, last initial, in the state or city that you're calling from, either or. But we try to keep everybody's identity anonymous on the show. I'm not really concerned about people's personal business, personal life, so I try to keep you anonymous on the show. And just in case you're supposed to be at work or out doing your honey-do list and running errands and everything like that, and then you're up on my show talking sports, so we try to keep you anonymous. So you can always say, oh, that wasn't me. Anyway, going back to our topic, for those of you just tuning in, Lakers and Celtics on the ropes. Yeah, these guys, you know, these two teams, they're on the ropes right now. You know, I'm just trying to figure out, with the Lakers, what's going to be the solution. The Lakers last night, you know, I mean, Saturday night, they were, it was a good game. I don't think that the score pretty much tells the whole story about the heart and the effort that the Lakers put into that game, because the Lakers was battling, and the Denver Nuggets didn't particularly shoot a great game all game. I'm just going to be honest. They didn't shoot a great game the whole game. The Denver Nuggets, they, you know, eventually Jamal Murray got hot. He got hot. He cranked up. And then Jokic hit some big shots, a few big shots, you know, late in the game. I can't remember exactly how many points Murray had, but I think it had to have been about 40 because he had 30 in the first half. But somewhere up in there, in my opinion, I was watching the game, they had cooled off for a minute, and the Lakers had plenty of chances and plenty of time to come back and win that game. They were never really totally what I would say just out of the mix. But you know, when you don't take advantage of a giant, when you don't take advantage of a giant when he's sleeping, when he's dormant, if you don't take advantage of him, you know, you never know what the outcome of that situation is going to be. So, in my opinion, you know, they should have buckled down while Jokic wasn't really that hot, wasn't making the shots that he normally make. And then when Jamal Murray cooled off a little bit, because he did cool off a little bit, and started kind of like shooting in some spurts, Jamal Murray did have a great game overall. But the Lakers had plenty of chances to win it. They had plenty of chances to win, and they've done some good stuff, but they just never could just close that gap. I think it kept being like about a 3 to 5 point gap. But I felt like the Lakers still had time to come back and win that game by 5 to 7 points. You know, with some 3, 5, or 7 points, they could have still came back and won that game. They had plenty of time. Then after about the 2-minute mark, they kind of like imploded. I think around about 1:45, they kind of imploded and just kind of like, you know, you started seeing people go ahead on to leave the building. And I think at that time they might have been down about 5 points, 7 points, somewhere up in there, if I'm correct, about the 1:45 minute mark. It was Saturday, you know, and I had been driving, and so I was a little tired, so I can't exactly remember the total score when I got where I was going. But I think right about the 1:45 mark of the 1:45 mark of the game at the fourth quarter, I think that's when the fans started exiting the building, and I think the Lakers was probably around about that time down by 5 points. And I thought even then, I said, well, you know, maybe they can still make a comeback. You know, 5 to 7 points is still plenty of time, but I think that the fans are like, we out of here. We need to just pack it in. And after about around about the 1 minute mark, I was like, pull the starters out, let them sit down. And I think at some of that time, the starters were still in there. I was like, get LeBron and AD definitely off the floor and let them regroup for next week. Some of the people in my community may mention that LeBron James, he just walked off the court, you know, before the game was even over. Well, there was no need for him to be out there. They had already waved the white flag. They had already got beat. They had already accepted defeat. They waved the white flag, accepted defeat, and he might well went on back to the room and get dressed for the post-game interviews. They got to do that, so he might well get a jump on that and do his interview and go home. You know, this man is at home in Los Angeles. They're at home in Los Angeles, and it's like, you know, they just dropped the first big game at home, which they needed to win. But, you know, at least, you know, he was able to get out of his uniform and get dressed for the post-game interview and go on to his house and sip a glass of red wine. I think he mentioned one time, he said he likes to drink a glass of red wine after the game. But if I'm incorrect on that, forgive me, LeBron, if you're listening to this show. But I'm just saying, this man probably wanted to get off the stage, off the mic, and then get home, get him a steak, and eat him a glass of red wine or something, and then just go over some tape. So I wasn't expecting him to sit around on the bench in uniform, just sitting there watching, you know, knowing that they've already been defeated. You know, it was only a minute. So I ain't going to criticize the man for leaving the court with a minute left. So it's a lot of stuff going on with the basketball playoffs this weekend. The Lakers are on the ropes. We got the NHL playoffs going on, National Hockey League playoffs going on. My Dallas Stars fell again yesterday in overtime. If I'm correct, they're down 0-2 in these playoffs against the Las Vegas Knights. I think they said the Las Vegas Knights came back in the in overtime and beat them again. And I think that they've been in overtime the last two games, if I'm correct, because I've seen them seen Dallas lose to them in game one in overtime, and then now they lost in game two in overtime, if I'm correct. Then I believe the Florida Panthers beat the Carolina Hurricanes, I believe. They beat them. I got to get my my NHL mascots and cities down pack a little bit better. I'm like about 50%. I will admit hockey is not my first sport, but I do like hockey, and I definitely like to give them their respect and have these scores, which I'll have later, have the scores up and breaking news up when something's going on in hockey, major news. So I try to – this is an all-inclusive sports show. So if you want to call in and talk about the NHL playoffs, update us on what's going on, educate us on some stuff, correct us on whatever we might get wrong, including team name and mascots, but I believe the Florida Panthers are up 2-0, if I'm correct, over the Hurricanes, and I believe the Hurricanes reside in the Carolinas. So, but if I'm incorrect, I'll know in a minute when I go to my box scores and stuff and everything. But with that being said, they got a lot of action going on in the NBA and the National Hockey League as well. They're in their playoffs in their conference, Eastern and Western Conference Finals in both sports. What else we got? Of course, we got Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge and his New York Yankees. Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees. They're doing pretty good. They're saying they're the best team this month. In the month of May, they're the best team. So I think they've won 6 of their last 7 games, so they're on a hot streak right now. They got hot bats right now. So with that, you know, they're doing pretty good in MLB. My Padres, we dropped another one yesterday, I believe, to the Boston Red Sox. We're not doing too good right now. We got to pick it up. But it's still early in baseball. We still got a whole lot of more games to go, so I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to panic at all. I don't know how free agency works off the top of my head in baseball, but you never know. We might get a couple key free agents around the All-Star break and be able to get some more players in here that we might need and deal some players off that we don't need no more. You know how sports go. Sports is fluid. Sports is fluid, constant movement, especially when you're talking about free agency. Going back to Lakers and the Celtics on the ropes. Speaking of fluid movement and the fluidity of basketball, you know, people of course in my community is Darvin Ham. Is Darvin Ham going to get released after the season? I think that will be terrible, because I feel like for a man to take a bunch of two superstars, well, he had three superstars, but two of them couldn't really play on the court together. Westbrook didn't fit their system. I have to admit that, because you can't have two people that need the ball to make something happen and can't play off the ball like LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. One of them was going to have to go. And they tried it for two or three years. It just didn't pan out. You know, I think Russell contributed a whole lot to the L.A. Lakers. You know, even when AD went down, When LeBron was out, when they were both out, AD was, you know, not AD, but Russell Westbrook was trying to handle the show, much like he did with the L.A. Clippers. When two stars went down, he was still that reliable one right there trying to lead the charge. And to be honest, Russell Westbrook with the L.A. Clippers, I think he did well. I don't think anyone can really say anything bad about Westbrook's performance, and I hope to see him back in I hope to see him back in L.A. in the L.A. Clippers uniform next year, because there's really no need to release him. Even if they have to restructure his contract or something, I would like to see him back there. But going back to the Lakers and Darvin Ham, after they dealt off Westbrook and they brought all these role players in, D'Lo, Rui Hachimura, I think Vanderbilt, I think that's his name, they brought those three in. And, you know, it's like These are not mega stars. These are just bigger bodies defensively. That's why they were saying the Lakers had the number one defense in the NBA. And that number one defense is getting carved up by the number one offense in the NBA. So all I'm saying is where I'm at with all this here, I don't feel like that Coach Ham should be released at all. He's taken two stars. One, I'm prone to injury a lot in Anthony Davis. Although AD has been, body has been holding up in the playoffs, and he's been playing hard. I don't want to take nothing from AD because I'm an AD fan. He came from the New Orleans Pelicans. And if you listen to the show, everybody knows I love anything San Diego previously and currently, and anything Louisiana previously and currently. So AD came from the Pelicans. So I liked him when he was there, and I continue to like him now. But Anthony Davis, he's been holding up and playing a good game throughout these playoffs and hanging tough. But the number one defense in the Lakers are just getting carved up by the number one offense in the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they're carving the Lakers' number one defense up. The Lakers should keep Darwin Ham because this man, out of respect, give him at least another year because he's in the Western Conference Finals with two stars and a bunch of role players. And these guys coming off the bench are not really shooters. I mean, you got Austin Reeves, who's playing phenomenal all the time. I can't take nothing away from Austin Reeves. And I think he went undrafted. But he got on this team, and I think he earned his spot to summer NBA Summer League. But however his story goes, I apologize, Austin Reeves, if you're listening. I apologize if I'm messing your story up on how you got on this Lakers team. But if I'm remembering correctly, they said you went undrafted and undrafted out of Arkansas, and you made the team in the NBA Summer League somewhere, Vegas or wherever. But he's on this team, and he's playing lights out as a role player. I don't really consider Reeves right now as a star. He could be a budding star, emerging star, however you want to say it. I don't consider him being what I would call a star right now, but he's getting star minutes as a role player. That's the guy that's keeping him in the game. Every now and then, all the others will come in and try. All the others will come in and try to contribute, but it's not effective. Defensively, I think the Lakers are doing what they can. But the Denver Nuggets are just a powerhouse. If Jokic is off like Saturday night, I don't think Jokic had a great game. He's missing some shots that he normally make. I don't know if it was the Lakers' defense that was pushing them a little bit. I was watching the game. I was right there, but you know how it is when stuff is going on around you. You kind of like you can't see every little thing, but my take on it is that Jokic didn't have a great game. He had a good game, but it wasn't a great game. He hit shots when they needed them. Jamal Murray, he was hot. He was smoking hot pretty much most of the game, definitely in the first half, because I think the first half Jamal Murray had dropped 30 points going into halftime. Then when he came out, he cooled off a bit, but he started making the shots that he needed to make right along with Nikola Jokic and then the others, the Jeff Green, the Brown, KCP, those guys, they stepped up and was hitting the shots that they needed. It's just an all-around effort, next man up type of mentality for Saturday night against the Lakers, first game on their court, and to take a commanding 3-0 lead. So I don't think that Darwin Ham in L.A. should get relieved at all because he did a lot with a lot of nothing, and if I'm correct. I'm not respecting these guys that they acquired. I'm not disrespecting their game. All I'm saying is that though these are not stars. Darwin Ham has two stars, one in Anthony Davis and one in LeBron James. And sometimes AD can be criticized like he's not being aggressive enough in some spots here and there. And, you always know what team James is going to come to the table with. LeBron James is always going to bring it. He's always going to come to the table with something, and he can take over a game or try to take over a game at any minute. He can take it over. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I know he'll attempt to try to take a game over when he needs to. He doesn't look to the next man to do it. He'll step up there and he'll put the team on the shoulders and get a win himself. It just has not happened yet in these playoffs. Do I think the Lakers will grind out a win? I think they will. I don't think they'll get swept. I think it'll be a. I think it's going to eventually be 4-2. I see the Lakers winning one at home, losing one back up in Denver, and then it's just going to be a done deal after that. I see them getting a 4-2 gentleman sweep. Not a sweep, but I see them winning two games, 4-2 gentlemen sweep. But it's possible they could get swept. It's a possibility. I mean, it is 3-0 if you're playing against the number one offense. This, you know, and when you're trying to play a 7-game series against the, you know, the number one offense with Jokic and Murray and the rest of the crew, it might just be Denver's year to go to the finals. I think they can taste it. Going back to the Boston Celtics. The Celtics and Joe Mazzulla, I don't think he deserves to get fired, but I think he should be put on notice. We're going to give you one more year because we gave you a team that was ready-made. You had two stars, Jason Tatum, and you had Jaylen Brown, along with Smart, who was the Defensive Player of the Year within the last 2 years. I don't think it was last year. It wasn't this year. It wasn't last year. I think the year before last, he was Defensive Player of the Year. And that's Smart. So all I'm saying is that if I was the NBA people in the front office, Scott Stevens, I believe that's his name, who was there at first out of Butler, who was the coach before they moved him upstairs, I'm just like this. You know, I would tell Joe Mazzulla, you know, I'm putting you on notice, you got a year. We're paying these players too much money, and, you know, we're going to have to break this thing up if it doesn't work next year, and we're going to have to get rid of, we're going to have to move off of you and get another coach in here because you inherited a ready-made team. Ime Udoka, that team ready, and I believe if he was here this year, it would kind of be a different outcome right now. They're saying across the monitor now, have Tatum and Brown hit their ceiling together. Game three, he defeat the Celtics 128-102. That was a blowout. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combined for 26 points, 13 points apiece. Come on, guys. That was a blowout yesterday. And I saw that game last night for the most part. You know, but I think that Mazzulla could be in some trouble. If he couldn't win with both of them, and if they break this thing up, go ahead and deal Brown off to somebody else. They're going to keep Tatum. They're not letting Tatum go. That's how he's the face of that team. But I feel like that at the end of the day, if they're going to put Joe Mazzulla on notice at the end of the day. They're going to let him know after this is all said and done. And I believe that the Celtics are going to get swept. That's, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. Their energy to me is not what it needs to be. Jimmy Butler is playing lights out along with his supporting cast. You know, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, they smell blood. And I believe that Jimmy Butler is the type of player, when he got you on the ropes like this, he just, I'm going to finish you. I believe Butler wants to finish them. I think the next game is going to be a grind out game. With that tomorrow, I think it's going to be a grind out game, and I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a little bit tighter than last night. But I think that the Celtics are on the ropes. They're cut. They're hurt. They're bleeding. You know, it's going to be a grind out type of game. You know, they're on the ropes, though. Cut, hurt, and bleeding. Sort of like the Lomachenko-Devin Haney fight the other night, which we'll get into some notes on that a little bit later in the second hour on the Devin Haney and Lomachenko fight. Congratulations to Devin Haney for defeating Vasily Lomachenko on Saturday night in a big fight. But although some people question whether Devin Haney really should have got a win, most people thought it should have been a draw or possibly went to Lomachenko. Some people felt Haney won. Some people felt Lomachenko won. But just some quick notes on the boxing, because we cover all sports too. But we'll get off into that fight, some fight notes a little bit later. But anyway, I was just using the fight as an example for the Celtics, where they are right now. They're on the ropes, cut, bleeding, and Jimmy Butler and the Heat smell blood. They're ready to get those guys out of there. All right, with that being said, we're going to go off into some music, make sure the late night dogs get some coffee up in them. And if you'd like to call into the show, call into error code 515-602-9687, error code 515-602-9687. And before I forget, I just want to tell everybody I'm using a new tech, a new sound system on my show, meaning that I'm going through my cell phone because I got a brand spanking new iPhone 13 cell phone. So I'm using that as my microphone source. So I used to be good at moving around with my phone in my hand, doing certain stuff in the studio. And hopefully I'm not coming off mic too much, making my sound go in and out. So I'm going to try to do better the next part of the show when we come back from our break, making sure I stay on mic. So if it seems like I'm coming off mic, it's just because I got my phone in my hand and I'm not sitting at the studio board and stay in a stationary position. But anyway, we'll get it all squared away, you know. And for those of you just tuning in, of course, you are listening to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Time on deck is 8:37 a.m., 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and cloudy here in San Diego, California. We got a little bit of May gray going on. Hopefully we don't have no June gloom coming up, but we got a lot of May gray here lately. But we're not going to complain. Our weather is a whole lot better than it is in some places. And stuff like that. Got a lot of natural disaster type of stuff, flooding, tornadoes, all kind of stuff going on around the country. So San Diego, we have been getting a lot of rain up north and having some mudslides and stuff like that. But and some people were snowing in the mountains. But we're not dealing with that right now, so I'm not going to complain about it being 60 degrees and cloudy, overcast, May gray. I'm not going to complain about it because it could be worse. All right, with that being said, we're going to go off into a quick music mix. This has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California, WBS Chula Vista, California. Our title for today is Lakers and Celtics on the Ropes. We'll get back into some more of that stuff and some stuff coming across the monitor and some scores and everything like that, scores and breaking news from all sports. So we'll be back into that once we get back. So stand by. We're going off into our music mix. Thank you. To the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:46 a.m. It is 60 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy in San Diego, California. All right, our topic for today, And our topic for today is Lakers and Celtics on the ropes. The host of the debate, professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most. Topics to include but not limited to will be Lakers versus Nuggets, Celtics versus Heat. We went over that. Breaking news and scores from the NHL playoffs. We'll both get into that right now. And MLB, NFL, and NCAA men's and women's baseball and softball. We're going to get off in the breaking news and scores from all that right now. All right. We already know that the Nuggets and the Lakers, you know, they've been squaring off, and tonight they're going to be going at it again. The Nuggets have a commanding 3-0 lead over the Lakers, and they'll be playing again tonight, 5:30 p.m. They'll be playing tonight, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Nuggets against the Lakers tonight, and I'll see if the Nuggets can go ahead and close them out. They're saying that on the monitor, is this LeBron's last shot at a ring? They're saying on the monitor that the 100% of the time when a team is up 3-0, they win 100% of the time. So meaning that history shows that the Lakers are going to get supposed to be getting put out based on history. They're supposed to be getting eliminated. I don't know if they'll get swept or not, but they're saying when a team is up on another team 3-0, 100% of the time, based on facts, based on numerical data, that team will win the series if they go up 3-0 commanding lead. And that team right now is the Denver Nuggets, set to prevail over the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. So we'll see what happens with that. We know tomorrow night that we'll know that tomorrow night we got the Celtics and the Heat, 5:30 p.m. Central. Celtics and the Heat tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm sorry, people. The Celtics and the Heat tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and that'll be 8:30 Eastern. 5:30 p.m. Pacific and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Celtics and the Heat. And again, they're saying that anytime a team takes a commanding lead of 3-0, and that team would be Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, they're up 3-0. They're saying that anytime a team gets up like that, they win the series 100% of the time. I don't know if the Boston Celtics will get swept. They do still have Jason Tatum. I don't know if they'll get swept, but I think that Jimmy Butler smells blood. I think he smells blood in those shark-infested waters, they're coming. The Miami Heat are like the sharks in shark-infested water, and the Celtics are bleeding. Jimmy Butler smells blood, and I believe he's coming to put them out tomorrow night. He's going to put Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Smart out of the playoffs come tomorrow night. I think the Celtics are going to probably get – I think they're going to get swept. But I'm not saying that Tatum and Brown can't come up with a win. I'm not saying it. Either one of these series, whether it's in the West or in the East, can easily turn out to be a 4-2 gentleman sweep. A 4-2 gentleman sweep in favor of the Heat and in favor of the Denver Nuggets. I think it's going to be a 4-2 gentleman sweep, because I have to give at least one win possible to the Celtics and the Lakers. But we'll see what happens. But they're saying across the monitor, as far as the West goes, is this LeBron James' last shot at a fifth ring? And they're also saying across the monitor previously for the Celtics, is Joe Mazzulla going to be out the door if he don't get the Celtics through this series? So we'll see what happens. But let me get off into some more scores. Let me go to my NHL scores. There's a lot of stuff going on with the in the National Hockey League right now. So I want to make sure I get their scores up. All right, the schedule for them is going to be the Hurricanes and the Panthers are going to be going at it tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. the Canes and the Panthers are going to be going at it tonight, and it'll be 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And what else we got? On Tuesday, we got the Golden Knights and the Stars. Golden Knights and the Stars will be going at it, and right now the Golden Knights are up in the series 2-0. They're up 2-0 in this series over the Dallas Stars. They'll be going at it on Tuesday night, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Golden Knights against the Dallas Stars. So Las Vegas right now is up currently 2-0. But I want to go and get the scores on that from Saturday. Looks like Saturday the Panthers defeated the Canes 2-1. Panthers over the Canes 2-1. Yeah, the Panthers over the Canes 2-1. And what we have on, we have Sunday. And on Sunday, we had the Golden Knights defeated the Dallas Stars 3-2. Golden Knights defeated the Dallas Stars 3-2. So those were the scores. And it says that in the West, the Las Vegas Nighthawks lead the series 2-0, like I thought, over the Dallas Stars. And over in the East, the Florida leads the series 2-0. Florida leads the series 2-0 over in the East. So we kind of got two sports, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, and the NBA playoffs and in the National Hockey League playoffs. These playoffs are kind of like going similar in each sport. I don't know why that is, but it's kind of interesting that one team is dominating the other in both sports. So it's kind of interesting. It'll be interesting if the Panthers go up 3-0 lead and the Las Vegas Knights go up 3-0 lead. It'll be interesting to see that happen. I hope that don't happen for Dallas, because the Dallas Stars is my hockey team. That's my hockey team since 1996. So around about 1998, I believe 1998, I've been a Dallas Stars fan. And plus, I used to live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, the DFW. I used to live out there for about a year. And my brother and my nephews, they currently live out there. So that's my hockey team. So we went over the NFL, NBA stuff. We went over the National Hockey League playoff scores. The NFL, only thing I got from the NFL is the schedules are out in the NFC South. I'm going to go over my New Orleans Saints schedule while I'm up here, because I want to kind of like see who we got. Me and my brother was debating this last week. I think for the 2023 regular season for the Saints, we got our first game against Tennessee. So we're going to be playing against, probably playing against a rookie. And Will Levis, I think we're going to be playing against him. We're playing against Will Levis. So I think we can win that one. So we got the, for the Saints opening season game, we got the Tennessee Titans. Second game, we got the Carolina Panthers. Third game, we got the Green Bay Packers. We should be able to deal with their rookie quarterback, because it'll be his first year starting. Who that? I believe that's Love. Then we got Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I think Baker Mayfield starting over there. We should be able to wrap him up. We got the New England Patriots. We should be able to pull that one out possibly, but that's probably going to be a East Coast game, because we're at New England, so that could go either way. It depends on how Mac Brown plays, and then the timing change. We got the Texans. We'll be facing a rookie quarterback right there. We should wrap him up. Who is that? CJ Stroud. We got CJ Stroud out of Ohio State. He should be starting for the Texans. We should be able to win that game. But then we got to deal with Trevor Lawrence. We'll probably lose them, because Trevor Lawrence is a hell of a talent in Jacksonville. Then we got to play another rookie quarterback with the Colts. We got I forgot the young man named Richardson. He coming out of Florida, and he's probably going to be starting that game by that time. How many games will be in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, about week 8. He should be starting by week 8. So we'll probably wrap them up more than likely. but against the Colts. Then we got to deal with the Chicago Bears. We should win that game. That's going to be in November. Only thing that's going to get us there might be starting to get cold out there. So that could go either way. But I think we'll be able to handle them. And then we got the Minnesota Vikings. That's probably going to be a losable game. We always have problems with them. And Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins usually has a high-powered offense during the regular season. So we'll probably have problems there. And unless they go ahead on and trade the running back, if they trade their running back, I think it was word in the news the other day that the running back might be getting released or whatever. They can't work a deal out with him. They're going to probably deal him off. Because what people don't understand is in the NFL, they really don't need a traditional running back anymore. Unless you're just a freak of nature like a battering ram like Derrick Henry with Tennessee. You know, all these other running backs they really don't need. They'll keep them for 2 or 3 years and get them out of there before they have to pay them any money. Then we got the Atlanta Falcons. That's always a toss-up, just an in-division rivalry. We got the Detroit Lions. We should be able to take care of them. They do have Jared Goff and some pieces, but I think we should be able to take care of them. Then we got the Panthers, and the Panthers, I'm trying to remember who's got him, who picked him up. I think they're gonna have Trae Young. Panthers should have Trae Young, rookie quarterback. It'll be December. I think he'll probably be starting by then if he didn't start the year off. If I go back up, I didn't acknowledge the fact that, yeah, we got them on September 18th, the second game of the season, and then we got them again. So we technically should be able to beat the Carolina Panthers because if they're going to start Trae Young, we should be able to deal with them. Then we got the New York Giants. I think we'll beat them. I don't like the Giants' quarterback play. Daniel Jones, he's a to me, a subpar quarterback, no matter how you put it. You got to have Saquon Barkley in that running game going for him to be effective, in my opinion. I mean, I don't care that their coach is a quarterback whisperer or whatever they claim their coach is, but he works well with Daniel Jones, but I think the Saints will be able to take them. We got the Rams after that, the L.A. Rams, we got them after that. Then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again. Then the Atlanta Falcons again. All our individual games, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks, they can go either way. We can say they may be splits, but I think that we can beat all three of them because the Panthers rookie quarterback, the Falcons quarterback problem, and you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got I think they're gonna have Baker Mayfield as their number one. So I think right now we got the best quarterback in the division with Derek Carr. Plus, we drafted a quarterback, too, out of Fresno State that was the Senior Bowl MVP, if I'm correct. And he came out of Fresno State just like Derek Carr. In the preseason, so a little bit of preseason action for the take a look at the new free agents that we picked up. We'll have we'll be going at against the Kansas City Chiefs on August the 13th. That's going to be a good one. We'll go up against the L.A. Chargers on August the 20th, and we'll get a shot at the Houston Texans on August the 27th. So we'll probably see a strong dose of C.J. Stroud in the preseason game on August the 27th against the Texans. As far as the Chargers go, we won't see a whole lot of Justin Herbert, but what we will see is a lot of our rookie quarterback out of Fresno State. We'll get a good look at him because we're not going to be playing Derek Carr. And then we'll also get for the Chiefs, we definitely won't be seeing a lot of Patrick Mahomes, but we'll still see a lot of our new quarterback from Fresno State. And I think Jameis Winston, he'll be getting some snaps in too. So in the preseason, Chiefs, Chargers, Texans, that's what we got. We'll get a strong dose of our rookie quarterback and also Jameis Winston getting some reps in as well. But Derek Carr definitely won't be in those games. We're going to need him for the long haul. So So that's what we got for the NFL. I just went over this. There's no major stuff in the NFL news besides I think they were saying that Coach was on Andrew Luck tampering inquiries. They were saying that, I forgot who it was, somebody was kind of like trying to reach out to his agent or whatever to see if he'd be interested in coming back and playing. And I guess Jim Irsay caught wind of that and said, hey, man, that's tampering. If Andrew Luck comes back and playing, we have the rights to him. Nobody else, only us. So that's interesting. Very interesting story there. We'll get back off. We're going to take another quick station break, and it's the top of the hour, so we'll take our station break real quick. It's 9:02 a.m. out here in Chula Vista, California, San Diego, California. 60 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy. It's 9:03 a.m. We're going to take a quick station break. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. We are the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport that he or she loves the most. And our topic for the day was Lakers and Celtics on the ropes. West Finals game 4. Denver leads 3-0. Nuggets at the Lakers, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. And we're going to see if the Denver Nuggets can close the Lakers out tonight. And tomorrow night we got the Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics. The Miami Heat has a commanding 3-0 lead. We're going to see tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, if the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler can close out the Boston Celtics, which will give us an NBA Finals of the Denver Nuggets versus the Miami Heat. Which is going to be interesting because we got some new blood, new bodies. Well, I won't say new. Well, we'll have one new team, the Denver Nuggets. They've never been to the NBA Finals. I think they was in the ABA Finals before they came into the NBA, but they have not been in the NBA Finals. However, the Miami Heat has been in the NBA Finals in the bubble. They lost to the Los Angeles Lakers for the bubble championship. Anyway. With that being said, we're going to go off into a quick station break, and we'll be right back. If you'd like to call into the show, call in area code 515-602-9687. Call in area code 515-602-9687. Just raise your hand in queue, and I'll come to you. If you don't raise your hand, I'll just let you continue to listen. But if you want to talk to me, debate me, correct me about anything, or just inform me about sport that you love the most and what's going on, we'll definitely listen to that as well. If we don't know about what you're talking about, you can teach us. If you don't know what we're talking about, we can teach you. With that being said, quick station break. We'll be right back. Stand by. Back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck here is 9:18 a.m. and it is 60 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy in San Diego, California. All right, we're going to go off into some Major League Baseball scores and news. We have the Yankees 4-1 over the Cincinnati Reds. Yankees win 4-1 over the Cincinnati Reds. We have the Philadelphia Phillies, winners, 2-1 over the Chicago Cubs. Philadelphia Phillies, winners, 2-1 over the Chicago Cubs. Washington Nationals, winners, 6-4 over the Detroit Tigers. What else we got here? We got the Seattle Mariners are going to be, I'm sorry about that, people. I messed up on my scores and everything, but we'll get that fixed here. And then I had a little bit of bleed over from this platform I'm using. Sorry about my sound. But anyway, again, we had the Washington Nationals winners 6-4 over the Detroit Tigers. And we had the Atlanta Braves winners 3-2 over the Seattle Mariners. We had the Arizona Diamondbacks winners 8-3 over the Pirates. We have the Baltimore Orioles winners 8-3 over the Toronto Blue Jays. We have the Milwaukee Brewers, winners 6-4 over the Tampa Bay Rays. And what else we got here? We have, just going through my monitor, getting these scores for you. Sorry about the, if you hear that clicking, that's just me moving my cursor. And we have the New York Mets winners 5-4 over the Cleveland Guardians. We have the Chicago White Sox winners 5-2 over the Kansas City Royals. We have the Houston Astros winners 2-0 over the Oakland A's. Oakland A's soon to be the Las Vegas A's in 2027. We have St. Louis Cardinals winners 10-5 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm glad the Dodgers lost. It helps me in my division with my San Diego Padres, but San Diego Padres got to get on a win streak to make it count something. We can't be losing and they're losing, or we can't be losing and they're winning. But anyway, the St. Louis Cardinals winners 10-5 over the LA Dodgers. Thank you, St. Louis Cardinals, for beating them. We have the Texas Rangers winners 13-3 over the Colorado Rockies. We have the San Francisco Giants winners 7-5 over the Florida Marlins. That's not good. I needed the Giants to lose too, but they won. Then we have the Anaheim Angels winners. What's the score on that? The Anaheim Angels are winners 4-2 over the Minnesota Twins. San Diego Padres, we lost again 7-0 to the Boston Red Sox. I apologize. I got that score wrong. I apologize to my San Diego Padres. I thought in my game notes it said that we dropped the game, but we actually won. San Diego Padres winners 7-0 over the Boston Red Sox. So I apologize to my beloved San Diego Padres. I heard this morning on the monitor that we had lost against the Red Sox, but we actually won against the Red Sox. I didn't get to see that game yesterday with all this basketball stuff going on. San Diego Padres winner 7-0 over the Boston Red Sox. So we made up a little ground because we won a game and at least the Dodgers lost, but the Giants won, though. Anyway, and I think Arizona won, too. So we only got a little help from one team. Yeah, Arizona won 8-3 over the Pittsburgh Pirates, so. Anyway, at least we won yesterday. San Diego Padres, again, winner 7-0 over the Boston Red Sox. And last but not least, the New York Mets winners 2-1 over the Cleveland Guardians. New York Mets winners 2-1 over the Cleveland Guardians. All right, let me get off into my scores for NCAA college sports. We got the Super Regionals going on for the guys and the girls. The NCAA Super Regionals going on. So let me go up into my college softball scores, then I'll finish up with my college baseball scores. All right, let me go to my scoreboard. Yesterday, these scores are from yesterday, and it's a lot of them, so stand by, bear with us. We have to give recognition to all of our sports. This is an all-inclusive sports talk show. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stokers at Their Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers at Their Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport they love the most. If you want to call into the show, call in the area code 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. If I see you on the streaming the show, I'm not going to come to you unless you put your hand up in the queue. If you put your hand up in the queue, I'll come to you and I'll talk to you. And I'll start out by announcing your last four of your telephone number when you come on air. Just say your first and last initial and the city or state you're calling from. All right. With that being said, let me go back to my college softball World Series scores for the women. And this is and the first score is going to be South Carolina winners 4-0 over Florida State. South Carolina winners 4-0 over Florida State. I think South Carolina was in the elimination game. I have to double check my notes on that, but anyway, they're winners. Auburn winners 5-2 over Clemson. Auburn winners 5-2 over Clemson. And we have they're playing more than one game. This is this college super regional, so if I announce a team more than one time, it's because sometimes they play twice in a day or twice in a weekend. I'm just going to shell out what I got. And South Carolina also lost to Florida State. So Florida State winners 1-0. Florida State winners 1-0 over South Carolina. I'm not sure how that goes. I'm going to just bail out what scores I got. And I think what it is that they play playing each other maybe two times in a day. So that's probably why it goes like that. Some of the stuff is elimination games. So I'm just shelling out scores from the top to the bottom. And we have Texas winners 11-5 over Texas A&M. Texas winners 11-5 over Texas A&M. We had Oregon winners 14-4 over Arkansas. Oregon winners 14-4 over Arkansas. What else we got? Indiana winners 4-2 over Louisville. Indiana winners 4-2 over Louisville. And we got Clemson winners 5-1 over Auburn. Clemson winners 5-1 over Auburn. We have McNeese winners 1-0 over Washington. That's a big win for McNeese. McNeese winners 1-0 over Washington. And we have Northwestern winners 5-4 over Miami of Ohio. Northwestern winners 5-4. Over Miami of Ohio. We have Tennessee winners 7-3 over Indiana. Tennessee winners 7-3 over Indiana. And San Diego State winners 6-3 over Liberty. My San Diego State Aztecs, congratulations, winners in tournament play for Women's College Softball World Series. San Diego State winners 6-3 over Liberty. More college softball World Series scores for the women. And we got Georgia winners 12-3 over Virginia Tech. Georgia winners 12-3 over Virginia Tech. Duke winners over Charlotte. Duke winners over UNC Charlotte. LSU, oh my God. Anyway, Louisiana Raging Cajuns, winners 7-4 over LSU. I'll take that. I love all things Louisiana, and I got two Louisiana teams playing each other. But Louisiana, which is the smaller school than LSU, they got a big win over ranked number 10 LSU. So Louisiana unranked, Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns, winners 7-4 over the number 10 ranked LSU Tigers. Good job, Raging Cajuns. All right, then we got still in, we're still talking about Women's College Softball World Series, NCAA Sports. We got Utah winners 4-1 over Ole Miss. Utah winners 4-1 over Ole Miss. We have Oklahoma winners 16-3 over Cal. Oklahoma winners 16-3 over Cal. We got Middle Tennessee winners 4-1 over Alabama. Middle Tennessee winners 4-1 over Alabama. So Middle Tennessee unranked, women are unranked over the number 5 ranked Alabama women in college softball World Series. So again, Middle Tennessee winners 4-1 over number 5 ranked Alabama. That's a big win for them. And we got Stanford winners 11-2 over Florida. Stanford winners 11-2 over Florida. Oklahoma State winners 5-2 over Nebraska. Oklahoma State winners 5-2 over Nebraska. And we got another Alabama score. Like I said, some of these teams played each other twice. Alabama winners 1-0 over Middle Tennessee. So somebody got revenge. Alabama winners 1-0 over Middle Tennessee. And again, my two Louisiana teams, Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns and the LSU Tigers played again. So Louisiana Lafayette winners 9-8 over LSU. They beat LSU both times. Pretty good, Lady Raging Cajuns. So we got Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns 9 and LSU number 10 LSU Tigers 8. So Louisiana won that one 9-8 over the LSU Tigers. Good job, ladies. And last but not least, we have Washington and McNeese played again as well. Washington 7, McNeese 6. So Washington winners 7, McNeese 6. So Washington and McNeese split one. Washington and McNeese split one. I think South Carolina split one with Florida State, I believe. And somebody else split one too. Middle Tennessee and Alabama, they split one. So, yeah, that's kind of how that went. All right, so that's all the scores for my women's college softball. I need to go off into a quick studio break to wet my throat because there was a lot of scores I just belted out there for the women's college softball. There's so many games going on in these super regionals for the men's and women's. We'll come back and get it in the scores for the guys. For the Baseball College World Series, NCAA Sports. If you'd like to call into the show and reveal anything to us, call in the 515-602-9687. Across the monitor, Nuggets lead the Lakers 3-0 West Finals. The LeBron James says the Lakers need to take a rest. So I guess he's admitting that they need a little bit of rest those legs. So we'll see what happens with that. They're also saying on the cross of minds that there's an appetite for James Harden to get a four-year, $200 million deal in free agency. So I guess Harden is going to play the waiting game and see what his Trent Williams' free agent value is out there in the market in the offseason and see if he can get $200 million for a four-year, $200 million deal. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, yeah, LeBron James looks like I've seen across the monitor. I'll get back to it, but it looks like LeBron James said that they just need some rest. So they had a day of rest. We'll see what they do tonight at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see what they do. And let's get off into I'm going to go back into a quick music mix real quick so I can get me some water and come back with the men's, with the guys' scores and everything like that. in the College Baseball World Series, NCAA Sports. So stand by, people. Kicking it with live, with you live in the early mornings. All right, we're going to get off into some College Baseball World Series, NCAA Sports for the men. College Baseball World Series, we had Dallas Baptist, 11-6 over Western Kentucky. Dallas Baptist winners, 11-6 over Western Kentucky. We had Cal State Bakersfield. Baylor winners 11-2 over Cal State Bakersfield. Baylor winners 11-2 over Cal State Bakersfield. We also had East Carolina. East Carolina winners 7-1 over South Florida. East Carolina winners 7-1 over South Florida. Princeton winners 13-11 over Columbia. Princeton winners 13-11 over Columbia. Some Ivy League action. We had Virginia winners 8-7 over Georgia Tech. Virginia winners 8-7 over Georgia Tech. We had Maryland winners 7-4 over Penn State. Maryland winners 7-4 over Penn State. Clemson winners 3-1 over North Carolina. Clemson winners 3-1 over North Carolina. UConn winners 10-0 over Creighton. UConn winners 10-0 over Creighton. I think I saw some of that game. We had Coastal Carolina winners 19-2 over Marshall. Coastal Carolina winners 19-2 over Marshall. We had Oregon winners 15-3 over Utah. Oregon winners 15-3 over Utah. We had Virginia Tech winners 14-6 over Wake Forest. Virginia Tech winners 14-6 over number one ranked Forest. Virginia was unranked, and they took down number one Wake Forest 14-6. North Carolina State winners 8-2 over Pittsburgh. North Carolina State winners 8-2 over Pittsburgh. We had Florida State winners 6-2 over Louisville. Florida State winners 6-2 over Louisville. Georgia winners 9-5 over LSU. Georgia winners 9-5 over LSU. We had Campbell winners 12-9 over South Carolina Upstate. Campbell winners 12-9 over South Carolina Upstate. We had Southern Miss winners 11-9 over my Lafayette, Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Southern Miss winners 11-9 over my Lafayette, Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Southern Miss takes that one. We had Illinois winners 15-7 over UT Martin. Illinois winners 15-7 over UT Martin. We had Ohio State winners 7-2 over Michigan. Ohio State winners 7-2 over Michigan. Nebraska winners 6-4 over Purdue. Nebraska winners 6-4 over Purdue. We had Iowa winners 10-0 over Northwestern. Iowa winners 10-0 over Northwestern. We had we had Auburn over Missouri 9-7. Auburn winners over Missouri 9-7. We had Dallas Baptist winners 7-1 over Western Kentucky. Dallas Baptist winners 7-1 over Western Kentucky. We had Cal winners 16-11 over Washington. Cal winners 16-11 over Washington. We had Baylor winners 5-2 over Cal State Bakersfield. Baylor winners 5-2 over Cal State Bakersfield. We had Stanford winners 15-5 over Washington State. Stanford winners 15-5 over Washington State. Arizona State winners 2-1 over UCLA. Arizona State winners 2-1 over UCLA. We had Indiana winners 6-5 over Michigan State. Indiana winners 6-5 over Michigan State. We had Rutgers winners 14-6 over Minnesota. Rutgers winners 14-6 over Minnesota. We had TCU winners 4-3 over Kansas State. TCU winners 4-3 over Kansas State. And we're talking about NCAA Men's College Baseball World Series, if you're just tuning in. Just giving out the scores, and it's a lot of them. Texas Tech winners 15-1 over Kansas. Texas Tech winners 15-1 over Kansas. Texas winners 7-3 over West Virginia. Texas winners 7-3 over West Virginia. And we had Oregon State winners 8-4 over Western Carolina. Oregon State winners 8-4 over Western Carolina. We had Coastal Carolina winners 10-9 over Marshall. Coastal Carolina winners 10-9 over Marshall. I believe they beat Marshall twice. We had Texas A&M 15-10 over Mississippi State. Texas A&M winners 15-10 over Mississippi State. We had Oklahoma State winners 11-1 over Oklahoma. Oklahoma State winners 11-1 over Oklahoma. We had USC winners 14-6 over Arizona. USC winners 14-6 over Arizona. We had Vanderbilt winners 7-6 over Arkansas. Vanderbilt winners 7-6 over Arkansas. I think one of our media professionals on the monitor, they're gonna love that score. Vanderbilt winning. And we got Florida winners 5-2 over Kentucky. Florida winners 5-2 over Kentucky. We have Miami winners 10-1 over Duke. Miami winners 10-1 over Duke. We have South Carolina winners 6-1 over Tennessee. South Carolina won a 6-1 over Tennessee. And we also had in a rubber game with the same two teams, Tennessee winners, 12-1 over South Carolina. Tennessee winners 12-1 over South Carolina. So they split. Tennessee and South Carolina split one over the weekend. Bucknell and Army was postponed. I should have a score for you here in a second when I go to my next page. Harvard and Pennsylvania was postponed. Looks like because of weather. So we had two games postponed, Harvard and Pennsylvania, Bucknell and Army. Let's see if we can get a score for you, though, because these are all from Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday scores. Let's get some Sunday scores. All right, looks like we got those games made up. So we got Pennsylvania. We got Penn over Harvard, 10-7. Pennsylvania wins 10-7 over Harvard. And then we got Army winners, 20-5 over Bucknell. Congratulations to my Army Black Knights in the with this Patriot League matchup. Army winners, 20-5 over Bucknell. That was a straight beatdown, 20-5, a straight beatdown. I thought they would stop that game after somebody got up like 10 runs or so. But anyway, shout out to my Army Black Knights winners, 20-5 over Bucknell. And last but not least, my last score is going to be Princeton winners, 10-3 over Harvard. Princeton winners, 10-3 over Harvard in the Ivy League tournament. All right. So with that being said, we're supposed to go over all of our scores in hockey for the hockey playoffs. We've done that in the schedule. We've done the NBA scope in the NBA playoff picture for tonight and tomorrow. We did the baseball, softball scores, which it was a lot of them. Thank you for bearing with me. We did the NFL schedule for my New Orleans Saints. You know, maybe if you were listening, some of your teams were playing us on the schedule. I couldn't go over everybody's schedule; it would take too much of my time. But we did go over the schedule for the New Orleans Saints. What I'll try to do for the NFL is try to pick a team. I'm going to start off with my division. I'll pick a team in my division and go over the scores and kind of like give you my predictions. And you can call in if you hear your team after I give a prediction. You can give a prediction on how you think the outcome will go when we play each other. But right now, we just got the schedule just came out, I believe, about a week ago. So I'm going to be going over that and any breaking news that I see across the monitor. And we'll see. We'll try to start getting more NFL news in there. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is mainly a football talk show, but we have to cover all sports at least somewhat equally, but football is my number one topic. But right now there's not a lot of football news. It's all about NBA and NHL right now and some baseball, right along with college softball and college baseball World Series for the men and women's NCAA sports. So we just try to give everybody an equal platform. But at the same time, if you want to call in and talk about horse racing, dog racing, camel racing, all that good stuff, the Belmont Stakes. I think we had the Preakness Stakes this weekend. I think Hall of Fame trainer Bobby Bethard, I believe his name is, his horse came in as a winner. I can't remember the horse's name, but I think his stable got a win again. The jockey, I think it might have been his sixth big win or sixth triple crown type of win, something they said about the jockey. The jockey made some history as well. That was riding the winning horse with Bobby Bethard, if I'm correct. If I'm incorrect, call me at 515-602-9687 to correct me. What else we got? Big shout-out to Devin Haney, coming up with a big win against Vasily Lomachenko in boxing news. There was a big fight this weekend. I didn't have the money to pay for that one because Javonta Tank Davis took my money against Ryan Garcia. They took my money, so I didn't get this Vasily Lomachenko fight against Devin Haney. But a lot of people feel that Devin Haney lost that fight. A lot of people feel like he didn't lose it as well. Meanwhile, I say he didn't lose. Some people feel like Vasily Lomachenko pressed him, but he didn't do enough to take the belt from him. You got to beat the champ in order to get the belt. They don't feel like that Devin Haney really got beat enough to for the loser title. Some people are calling for a rematch. Some people don't want a rematch. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I think at the end of the day, they may fight again. I think at the end of the day, they may fight again. So we'll see what happens, especially when Hall of Fame trainer Teddy Atlas starts shelling out accusations of the judges. I think Judge Moretti, he had like a 117 or 116, 110 score for Haney instead of scoring it a little bit more evenly like the other judges. So, you know, we'll see what happens. That's in boxing news. What else we got? In golf, the PGA Championship was going on this weekend. I can't remember who took that one, but just, you know, be listening out for more scores on that. I believe that might be over with today. I think. I'm not sure, but the PGA Championship was going on this weekend. There were some notable names in it. I don't believe Tiger is in that one. I don't think Phil Mickelson was in that. I did hear DeChambeau and Rahm, a couple other notable names that were playing this weekend. But I apologize to all my golf fans. I didn't get to the winners of that one. I'll try to get to that tomorrow. I'll try to remember that. But that's why I say this is an all-inclusive show if I'm not talking about to a sport. And all these sports are important because we're all-inclusive. Call into the show and tell us what's going on, you know, because we need to know what's going on so we can so everybody can be informed, because we got people that live all around the world in other countries. Some people are serving in the military and stuff like that. We want them to know what's going on in all of their U.S. sports. So, if you know, stuff like soccer, tennis, things that I'm not totally abreast on unless it's like a big tournament going on, you know, it's hard for me to cover everything. But I think I see some stuff coming up about the PGA Championship. Brooke Koepka is 9-under right now. And then Scotty Scheffler is behind somebody else in third place. So just check your monitor. The PGA Championship Tour, I believe, is still going on. They're just saying they're just giving out rankings. But Koepka is who I saw leading right now. And then Scheffler, I think, is third behind somebody else. That's not a notable name. But there you go. They say God works in mysterious ways. I was feeling bad because I didn't get him no love, and then it came up on the monitor. That's why I always watch the monitor. And I think they're saying that Koepka won this. Koepka won this. So just double-check that and double-check me, but I'm seeing that Koepka won the PGA Championship. And then Scheffler came in like third, but they were just giving the rankings and everything like that. Football free agency stuff. If you are a college athlete that's no more than 2 years removed from your last college contest, and you're a college football player that's no more than 2 years removed from your last college football game. And you need help trying to land on a team, you can give me a text message at 619-655-1581. You can text me at 619-655-1581 and let me know what your situation is if you need help getting on a professional football team at some level. I don't put people on NFL rosters. I don't put people on CFL rosters. However, I can put you on a USFL roster. I can put you on a IFL Indoor Football League roster. I can put you on a NAL National Arena League roster for the spring to help move you up to the XFL and also to help move you up again to the USFL. Currently, I have a contact with a USFL team, but I don't have any XFL contacts anymore. But I have a contact for a USFL team I can get your film to. And that's a close personal contact I can get your film to for the USFL. You can text me and get more information. At the same time, I definitely have contacts in the IFL, Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Champions Indoor Football League. So I can get you playing football in the springtime to go ahead and put down some film and move you forward in your quest to continue to play professional football, and you never know, you might get enough tape, get enough eyes on that tape to get you a NFL workout at some point. I have something called the Prove It system, and I have a service fee for that and service fee for consultation. If you go to my Twitter page at Ferran Sports, that's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports. If you go to my Twitter page there, you'll see my pricing and everything listed up there. If you do a consultation with me, and I'll add that feedback to your service fee. If you decide to use my full management services, I'll add that back to it. I'll credit it back to your service fee package. So with that being said, it is 9:52 a.m. on the West Coast here in San Diego, California, 9:52 Pacific Standard Time. You've been listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And we had a great show today. Our show topic was Lakers and Celtics on the ropes, Lakers and Celtics on the ropes. We're about to get this thing settled with the Western Conference and Eastern Conference NBA Finals here in the next couple of days. It's going to get settled. And the way it's looking is like the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles, the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat are going to be facing off. So that's going to be Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray against Jimmy Butler and the crew. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. So we're gonna see how that all works out. See if Bam Adebayo can handle Jokic down low, and also if on the perimeter, because Jokic got a full game, a full arsenal. He got a full arsenal, and then we're gonna see if Jimmy Butler can shut down Jamal Murray. That's what the matchup is kind of like looking like. That's what the big matchup is looking like, in my opinion, because they're saying that anytime a team is up 3-0 in a series, the team that's up 3-0, no matter how hard the Lakers or the Boston Celtics can fight back their opponent, they're still predicted to lose. All right, with that being said, My name is Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be talking about the results of the Lakers and the Nuggets tonight, see if the Lakers can try to get one at home before they get eliminated. It may be the last night. It may be it for the Lakers tonight. If they can't win, they're done. So I'll be watching that game closely so I can have my game notes for you on tomorrow morning. With that being said, I want everybody to be light, not darkness, be love, not hate, pray for peace around the world. Pray for all this stuff going on down in Florida. I'm hearing a lot of stuff going on in Florida with this immigration stuff. This immigration stuff is, we got a lot of people boycotting going to work, a lot of people in the Hispanic community. I think the NAACP is speaking out on some of this immigration stuff down there in Florida and as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of racial tension stuff going on down there in Florida. They're saying Ron DeSantis is got all kind of stuff going on, getting people picked up, detained, people getting picked up and people getting detained and all this different type of stuff, things of that nature. And you don't want to hear this type of thing. Like, basically, it's almost like a stop and frisk. Like, they're saying that if you get caught dropping somebody off at the hospital that doesn't have legal paperwork, you can be fined or jail. There's all kind of stuff. You know, basically what it is, it's like whatever Ron DeSantis is down there doing, based on what I'm hearing. This is all third-party information, so I'm not sure. I haven't checked the monitor yet, but I'll know more about tomorrow and inform you. But what I'm hearing is that Ron DeSantis is causing a lot of problems down there with this new immigration bill, or the immigration bill that was in place expiring, and then he's made some changes to this new bill or whatever. So Florida workers of the Latino descent are going on strike. They're going on strike. People not coming to work. People not truckers not delivering goods and produce down there for as a boycott. So I'll get more information in a minute, but pray for the people, pray for the state of Florida, and pray for the leadership down there, that they get their minds right and do the right things. But with that being said, make sure you get your flu shots. I think it's still flu season, the tail end of flu season. Make sure you get your flu shots. Make sure you stay safe from this Mpox stuff. Keep your hands sanitized. Watch your contact. Keep your mask on in crowded spaces and on public transportation. Keep your mask handy. If you start hearing people coughing and everything, go ahead and put your mask on, protect yourself. And those that are doing the coughing, don't feel offended with somebody put their mask on because they're just trying to protect themselves. Again, be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. There's only one race. That's the human race. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for the war in Ukraine. And a big shout out to, again, to Vasily Lomachenko for big shout out to Vasily Lomachenko this weekend, putting up a hell of a fight against Devin Haney. Some people feel like it should be a rematch because some people feel like Lomachenko won and he actually pushed Devin Haney more than anybody else ever has. But I want to say a big shout out to him because he's got to go back over to the Ukraine, report back for duty to help fight this war and defend this country. So I want to say a big shout out to Vasily Lomachenko, and let's pray that God keeps this great athlete, great fighter safe over there, and that this war in Ukraine ends soon. With that being said, this has been Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We're going to go ahead and close the show out. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Set black. Fade on. Goodbye. Set black. Fade on.